thought I'd give you an update. Well, really, just respond to Acrobat and sort of give a clearer picture of where I'm at with the whole BT thing. Thanks, Acrobat, for your message of condolence. Although it's all you're happy with your customer service, but the problem is. So the BT was installed, I was on holiday, I came back off holiday and it wasn't working, the phone or the internet, on the 11th of July. And so I got onto them and they sent an engineer after. And remember now, to phone BT is not an easy task. So I was phoning from my mobile, it was costing a fortune and it takes forever. Anyway, they did checks, they got me plugging in and unplugging and all the rest of it, and then they eventually arranged for an engineer to come out. And an engineer came out, spent quite a bit of time here, and fixed the telephone. But he wasn't a broadband engineer, so he couldn't fix the broadband. So, you know, why not send someone who can do both jobs? So that's the first thing. He then, as a favour, did have a look at the broadband for me and spoke to a friend who he knew was a broadband engineer, and he couldn't get very far with it, only as far to say that the equipment appears to be working fine and it must be a fault outside the premises. So I would have to speak to BT again. So I had to go for the whole rigmarole again. Speak to BT, at least this time I could do it from the landlines, it wasn't costing me a fortune. And they did a whole raft of tests, and then that's when the real nightmare started, because that's when they said, oh yes, it's a fault on the exchange. And then every day that week I phoned BT, every single day when it wasn't working or I hadn't heard anything, I phoned BT and spent countless hours on the phone to them. First of all, getting through to somebody. Here's the beeps for Simon. First of all, getting through to somebody, and then trying to talking through the problem, trying to persuade someone that I needed someone to help, etc. On Saturday that week, I was working all day at a client. And so I had to wait till I came home. They assured me that it would be fixed Saturday during the day.